Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Daniel in Grand Rapids. He asked, my seller's partner needs to sign papers to close the home. He is not lucid. Their realtor said she would get him to sign a power of attorney to his son. Is this right or even legal? My answer, Daniel, is if the seller is not competent to sign closing documents, he certainly cannot make his son his power of attorney at this point. Instead, the family needs to file for a conservatorship and have the court appoint the son as a conservator. A conservator is legally authorized to manage an incapacitated person's financial affairs. This would include the sale or mortgage of a home. While this may delay the closing, doing anything less than this may open the transaction up to legal challenges later. I hope that helps. The next question is from Mario. The question is, if I am the seller on a land contract, how is my interest protected if there is a fire or other damage to the home? Do I need to get hazard insurance or does the buyer? How does this work? So Mario, your buyer has an insurable equitable interest in the property. The buyer needs to have a hazard insurance policy on the home for the purchase price, at a minimum. They then named you as the loss payee on the insurance policy. If there is a fire or any other damage, your balance gets paid off first. You are the legal owner. The buyer gets the difference between what they owe you and what they insure the property for. That's how it works. Good luck. The final question today is from Carl in Flushing. His question is, I have a power of attorney for my wife. Do I have to be a co-signer on her separate bank account in order to access the bank account on her behalf? No, Carl, you do not have to be a co-signer on a person's bank account, provided that you have a valid power of attorney that gives you that authority. Just present that document to the bank official, and they should accommodate you and your wife. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.